Since this is my last Easter with you, I'm going to share a very embarrassing story in my life. Perhaps you might remember that when I was about 7.5, 8 years old at that time. And living in Vietnam at that time, my family was very poor. My parents had a little small pho shop close to the railroad. And so they would have to wake up early in the morning and come back late in order to run the shop. So I would have to take my brother home from school and kind of heat things up for him to eat. And before I go to sleep, I would have to tie a little knot around my big toe and run it through the front door so that when my parents come home, they would yank on my big toe and I would wake up and open the door for them. But that's not the embarrassing thing. One night, the whole neighborhood was out of power. It was dark, literally dark. And at the 7.5, 8-year-old kid, I was scared of the dark. But I remember my parents' instruction, do not open the door to anyone. Don't open the door. Stay inside. So I remember being dark. And so we had to light up the small candle, and that was the only light in the house. And my brother was about 5.5, 6 years old at that time. He was scared. He was crying so loud. I hope my brother not listening to this homily, because it embarrassed him. But he was crying so loud that the whole neighborhood came and said, Khoi, open the door, let him out. Stop scaring the kid. Let him out. But I was so scared myself, but I knew my parents gave me instruction to not open the door. So I said, no, I'm not gonna open the door. I remember going to the back room and cried, said, I'm scared of the dark and I don't want to open the door. What should I do? And I remember staying in the dark, not knowing when my parents are going to go home. So one of my neighbor, because it was so long and my brother kept crying, they ran out to my parents' shop and called my mom back. And then I finally opened the door. It was liberation at that time for me. Because I said, I don't have to be tough anymore. I don't have to have it all together anymore. I can just be a 7.5-year-old kid. At times throughout this whole pandemic, my brothers and sisters, we feel like we were required to have it together. When things were falling apart, we felt like everything was so overwhelming, and everything was so hard, but somehow we were asked, especially as adults, to have it all together. But yet, throughout this whole pandemic, we have seen people losing their jobs, have their livelihood threatened, and people losing their loved ones, or having to go through so many hurts because of this coronavirus. I have seen it firsthand, and I have heard firsthand accounts of people going through tough times. And it all seems like we were required to have it all together. And it's hard, and it's tiring at times, and we don't know when the light is going to be back on, when the darkness is going to end. But that's what the devil wants us to think, that the darkness is somehow winning, that the light will never come back. But the light always come back, because we live in the solar system, right? So the sun is the center of our system, meaning that no matter how darkness might seem to be, the sun will shine again. And the same thing to our spiritual life. When it seems like it's so dark that God is not present, or things are so overwhelming, we feel like God has abandoned us. That's a deception, that's a lie that the devil is trying to instill within us. He feeds onto that despair and hopelessness and make us feel like God had abandoned us. But may we remember that darkness is only an absence of light, and light will always return. Christ, today, as we celebrate the Easter Vigil, we are being reminded that Christ is the true light of this world, and He has won the world. For us as Christians, Christ is not a happy, smiley, big old jolly Buddha where we rub His belly and He's supposed to give us something in return. No, as a matter of fact, the gospel, the Evangelion, the good news was written not in order to make us feel good. But do you know why the gospel accounts were written? To strengthen the early Christians' communities, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Johannine community. Matthean, the Lucan, the Markan, and the Johannine community, who were going through persecution, trials, divisions, and all these hardships within themselves, as well as from the outside. And they begin to ask within themselves, is it worth it? Why do we have to believe? Why do we have to remain as Christians? Why can we just like be like everyone else? The gospel accounts were written to affirm the faith, to recognize and to remind Christians of the past as well for us now, that Christ, the incarnate Word, chose to live among us, to be like us in all things but sin, and chose to die for us to as expiation for our sins, to save us, to redeem us, and He has risen again. This is our gospel. This is our good news, the good news that this world can never silence us, the good news that set us free, the light that continued to shine forth even when times get dark. As we have seen throughout our whole Easter Vigil liturgy, we began in the dark. But yet slowly, we hear how God had put light through creation, light through how He saved His people from enslavement to slavery in Egypt, how He continued to use the prophet to call back His people when they were straying away. And in the end of time, He fulfilled His promise in sending His only Son to save us. This is the good news. This is the news that is worth living for. This is not fake news. This is good news. The good news that we need to have. So in the midst of many reasons to perhaps to not believe, the many reasons that the devil is trying to instill within us, that if somehow God is not in control, somehow He had left us, somehow we're by ourselves, let us not give in to those deceptions, to know that darkness, it's just an absence of light, and light will always return. And you and I, the best thing is this, we don't have to have it together. It's okay. It's okay to come to Him and cry. It's okay to come to Him and break down and say, Lord, it's too hard. I don't know what's going on. I can't take this anymore. But I love You. I choose You. I believe in You. Please let Your light dispel the darkness within my heart and help me to trust You always. We are the Easter people. We are the people of hope because we are the people who truly live in the good news that Christ has won the world and nothing in this world is able to steal that joy away from us.